Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Ball Brothers is live too. Well, we just going to be live at the same time.
Yeah.
Y'all can always come back and watch ours or go back and watch theirs later.
Ho ass boys.
I'm like, y'all ain't supposed to be up here on a daggone Monday.
They always doing that, boo. They used to do that with when we was filming Let Us Tell It. Like, y'all, don't nobody touch Wednesdays. Why are y'all over here right now?
I should FaceTime them and be like, stop going live.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Have they started the episode?
It don't matter. Hell with them. I just know.
Why y'all going live right now when we going live?
Oh, ho ass boys.
Ain't y'all tired? Y'all just got off work yesterday.
Exhausted.
Then why y'all doing this? Are you supposed to be off this week? Ain't it Thanksgiving?
God, that I said this.
Take your ass back to sleep.
You hear my husband cussing at you? Both of you all. Tell Tony the cats miss him. Y'all go home.
I didn't. No, we don't have no more episodes. I was trying to do nothing in December and we ran out of episodes.
Stop neglecting your family. Stop it. Go see your family. Spend time with them. Log the off.
Never lock the fuck off.
You almost
bit
a hole in your lip.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. No. I didn't know y'all was going live. Sometimes y'all go later.
I know. We don't ever get here on a time that's supposed to be the time.
We are consistent between 10 and 1.
That's us. Between 10 and 1 o'clock, we'll be live. It just depends on when we get out the house. Well, you know what? You all did a great show yesterday. Our people were like, the Ball Brothers are going live too. I said, what are they doing here on a Monday? Well, all right. All right, well, handle your work. Talk to you all later.
Right. You're going to get diarrhea.
He said, bye, Marcus.
You're going to get diarrhea during the episode.
All right. Bye. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore, and guess who? I look like your lesbian PE teacher right now. I do. So get down and give me 100.
Look like
what?
Look like Denora pulled you at a bar or something.
Oh no, I feel like I actually look like somebody who auditioned for Annie and just has not given up, even though she's 30 years too old to play Annie. Yeah. I'm like, no, but the saddle come out. Yeah.
You also look like the troubled mom in need on Law and Order, too.
Really?
That hairdo. It's giving that a little bit.
I feel like the curls need to be just a little bit tighter in the front. The trouble, they like.
No, not the trouble, mom. It's, you look like one of the detectives.
Oh, I can see that. Yay. Stabler.
Yeah. Found no, you're something. The asshole, definitely. Like, you come in and it's like, oh, no, first that, of all.
Oh, yeah. First of all, if you want us to do our job right, then you need to move out the way. I am joined by my enabler.
Smith is on it again.
I'm joined by my enabler, my husband. Tell him who you are, baby.
Hi, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, fish your first time tuning in. I forgot we ain't even started the episode. I thought we were still talking to Patreon.
I started the episode.
I know. I just never realized that. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about whatever the hell we feel like it. Mm-hmm. Whatever we feel like. And we are joined every single week by our wonderful, wonderful media family. All right, you can be a part of that media family. We call them a media family because they're a little bit closer, okay? All some of the stuff you saw before we actually started recording and just now before I acknowledged that we actually started the episode. This type of stuff you get before we press record. You can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickane to sign up for the low of $5 a month and get on in on all the goodness.
Also with Patreon, you get Mommy Confessions, mm-hmm. I had taken 2 weeks off from uploading. It's about to go back up today. You also get Here's the Thing Live. You get Mommy Confessions Live and a bonus of Mommy Confessions as well. And there's so many more things that we'll be dropping in the new year. We're super duper excited. we don't have a sponsor today, but
we got two sponsors. We got Mama Likes.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and we got Man Shit. That's also a benefit of Patreon. You know about the Man Shit and Queen Shit before everybody else does. Mm-hmm. You know all the happenings that's going on with the happening. Same with Mama Likes. Family gonna know first before the general population does.
Correct. I just want to give you a shout out. You have been cranking out content, and I have thoroughly enjoyed all of it. And I hope you're enjoying the feedback you're getting from the content.
I typically be staying away from the feedback.
I mean, what I mean by that is not getting so much caught up in how many people are watching. But people are engaged in wanting to know. Oh. Like, we need to get, like, the buffer pads that you're talking about. We need to get your affiliate
link. It's not happening.
What's not happening?
Them damn affiliate
links. You can use my affiliate link. Regardless, it's just like, it looks like content that was easy for you to make.
Yeah. A lot of it was the stuff I'm in the moment doing, and I was like,
perfect.
Yeah. Let me finish.
Oh, go ahead.
I
can't even give you a compliment without you over here trying to argue me.
All right, you be in a woman's place, in a female's place. Nah, thank you. No, but that stemmed from the conversation that we had. And me knowing that, just needing that reminder of just put it out.
Yeah.
Just do the stuff you're already doing. So that's what I've been doing. This is like, the last thing, I think it was I was buffing the inside of the car.
Yeah.
And I was already going to do it. And it just took me, I was like, I don't care how this shot look, I'm going to put this up, mount this camera right here, and just talk about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. And I love DeMar being at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
What stopped me in my tracks. I said, what's my baby doing up here?
He was waiting on me to pull his bike out so he could ride it. But I was already in the middle of doing that. I said, well, I'm going to record this first.
You said you about to be a part of it, too.
But yeah, thank you.
See, I love you.
That's that.
Okay.
You're ridiculous.
How am I ridiculous? Looking like the Hulk. Here for the past couple of days, let me tell you about this hoe ass boy. For the past couple of days, he's been over here just dressing the way he know I like. I don't know if it's the way you like, but it's the way I like.
What I do to dress?
Oh, what I do. Don't play stupid for the people. You're better than that. Play to the height of your intelligence.
Angel's came off of a cycle, so she's horny. That's all that is.
No, my cycle been gone. Look at how tight. He looked like he got tights on his arms. You know I love it. You know I like it. Why you doing it? You want some? I know. He gonna get it. You're welcome. In advance.
Apparently, you're welcome.
Yeah, this is about the third time he came downstairs.
It's the first time I've worn something tight.
It's the third time.
And I don't even like it. That's why I usually pull the sleeves up on it. Third time. But it's winter. It ain't winter yet, is it? It's still fall.
It's still fall. But where did you go in the two-piece Fear God fit? Where was that at?
Oh, that was Sacramento.
Yeah. Whole ass man.
First of all, that damn outfit is comfortable. I didn't even wash it because, you know, our washer be putting dark spots and stuff.
I know. Why does it
I don't
do
know.
That?
And it's a new washer. I don't know why it does that.
No, there's
I don't know
something
if it's the laundry.
We need to be doing. There's something we got to figure it out because it be ruining this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, it does. And I'm like, so I dry cleaned it, but I wore it for the first time when I was on the, you know, flew to South. Yeah. I said, you know, I'm wear something comfortable.
Going fly into I was in a that mother's outfit all day. Conference. Looking like a goddamn butterfinger.
Wearing sweatpants.
Nah. Looking
sweatpants
good.
And a sweatshirt. But
with
it was
a
so-
chain on, looking like he got money, looking like he work out, sitting at the bar.
You know, these Jack and Jill heifers, they be having money. I might put me a cougar, who knows?
I said, oh, okay, I see you. Damn it. Anyway, this, then yesterday.
What was yesterday? I had on a matching shirt, like... What, nothing tight about that shirt?
It's not always has to be tight stuff. Yes, tight stuff I liked, too. I'm seeing you, and I'm telling you I see it. You ain't getting away. You ain't getting away with it, sir. I'm going to whoop you.
Trying to get these bills paid.
Listen, now. Okay, they said, does he have, Marcus used to have,
I haven't had quarter zips for so long, I got rid of most of them, because they got worn out, like, I ain't one of these YNs, I done been on quarter zips, especially when it got cold, that was every day at work, quarter zip, different colors, quarter zip, mm-hmm. over the button up.
Yeah, that was Marcus in his
Yeah, they just now getting
days.
Here, I've been there.
That's Marcus was trying to dress little Marcus like that. Back in the day, I was like, he does not want to dress like you, babe.
No, he didn't. He didn't want to dress like nobody.
But now he's into the.
No, he finally, life. Oh, I love to see it. He finally got there. I'd be hearing, he slowing us up in the morning. I hear that iron cut on, he ironing something. I'm like, yes, he finally is seeing it.
I knew he was going to get there. My husband just wanted him there sooner. And I was like, he going to get there, babe.
I wanted him there sooner because he would do certain things. To where it's like, now if you don't care about this, why are you so focused on that? You want this specific hairdo, but you ain't gonna never do your hair.
It stages. Now, I mean, luckily he's not wearing his two short pants with Crocs and just a random color shirt.
Because he would.
Oh, he did multiple times.
He would. No, that's what I'm saying. That's like that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, this boy had a closet full of shoes. Game was on point, and he wasn't wearing none of them.
He's still not really diversifying. I'm not sure if he just needs some more shirt options as far as it. I also don't know if he's really into J's. I think that's just what we've gotten.
No,
him.
That's what he told me. That's what he likes.
He does like
no,
because
I asked him. I said, "So what kind of shoe do you like?" He's like, "I like the
Jordans,
the ones that you got me. So it's the J1s."
Okay. Because I remember him in Aiden having a conversation because obviously their shoe preference is very different.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
Aiden
has never
some,
been
Doc Martens.
Right.
That's what I see. I don't see him wearing nothing else. I mean, I'm sure he does because that time he was ironing his shoelaces.
Yeah.
He'll wear like an Air Force One, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. I can't remember. But yeah, Aiden's very, I don't know how to, it's preppy, but.
It's a little bit of hipster.
A little bit of hipster, a little bit of prep. It was something you would see in a... Aiden dresses like something you would see in a magazine. This is like, correct. Does anybody really... He'll wear like the really, really wide leg pants and like the short... It's not crop
but
shirt.
It comes right to the waist. It
comes right to the waist. It cuts off like right where the belt is on the shirt.
Yeah.
And it's not a sag or anything. So his pants are up, but then the shirt will be boxy.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then he'll have on... Something on his wrist.
Jewelry. He definitely jewelry. Yes, he ironed his shoelaces.
No, because it wasn't an iron in the hotel. He steamed his shoelaces the night before. He steamed his shirt because he had never used a steamer before. So I was showing him, you know, we had all our stuff in duffel bags. This is during the HBCU tour. So he went down and he steamed his shirt, steamed his pants. And that was my first. I said, oh, this boy is on top of it.
Yes.
He's got a whole routine. And then he had on the shoes, but his shoes didn't fully match the outfit he was wearing the next day. So he swapped out his shoelaces. Those shoelaces were folded up in his luggage. He pulled them out and steamed the shoelaces and hung them up. I text Angel. I said, Angel, this boy is steaming his shoelace. She said, you are lying. And I showed her a picture of him hanging up with his shirt and everything else. And then I look over at my son. I'm like,
that's not him.
That's not him. The last day of the we went to the homecoming. And Marcus, his outfits was okay. He could have did a lot better. But the last day of the homecoming that we went to, Morehouse, Marcus had on
sweats.
Some sweats that looked like you would sleep in, and a random faded t-shirt with some shoes that were just, everything was a different color, not blending or matching at all. And I said, Marcus, you ain't got no other, it's something you would wear if you, oh, we got her and get on the plane. Let me just go throw this on. I'm like, Marcus, you ain't bring nothing else? He was like, no, not really. Then we go to leave and he pulls out another dope outfit. I'm like, nobody's going to see this.
Right. I was like, you had jeans this entire time?
You look like you was cutting grass yesterday. Why are you putting this on today?
I said, this child of mine, this child.
Bless him heart.
I love him though. Love him.
Absolutely.
Okay. so how have you been feeling?
I've been feeling good. Got some little physical ailments here and there, but it's all good. I'm not complaining.
What's the physical ailment
now? From working out, my right knee, every now and then it gets like a sharp pinch in it. I think it's from when I was doing on my leg day because of the thing that I have. When I'm done, I have to squat all the way down to release the belt. And I think from having my knee bent, it must have strained something inside my knee or something. I don't know. The day I was working out, it hurt a lot. Like when I put pressure on my knee, so I sat down for a little bit and it went away.
Yeah.
And now every now and then that pain will show. I'm like, then it'll go away. That shoulder, I think the shoulder thing is from sleeping on my side. I read an article, it was a couple months ago, from people that sleep on their side that they end up damaging their shoulder over time.
Oh, yeah, I know I have.
And that's why I'm like, it must be from that because it's, the left shoulder, I think, when I'm working out, that one. I get a pain, but it's stuff. I'd rather be sore like that from working out than not. You know what I'm saying? Than just sitting around and not doing nothing and feeling perfectly fine.
Right. why won't you ever use the incline on our bed? Like we bought that.
Because I can't sleep on my back. I've tried.
You slept on your back on the couch.
That's taking a nap. That's out of exhaustion. And I take an hour nap at the most.
Or two.
No, it ain't been no two. Oh, yeah. No, it's been two. Yeah. But yeah, after that, I'm going to wake up and not be able to. I've tried to sleep on my back. I can't not sleep on my back.
But have you tried to sleep on your back with the elevated bed?
Yes, I have. You want to know how I know? That's the only way I could sleep. When, what was it, last year? Or the year before when my back was messed up?
Well, that was when your back was messed up.
Yeah, and I was sleeping on my back and taking medication to make sure I was knocked out. And I still couldn't sleep.
I'm just saying, why don't we give it one more try? That's it. That's all I'm saying. You're against giving it one more try?
Because
I'm just saying it as a question.
I done tried it. I'm telling you.
Okay, you said, I'm sorry, you said when you did try.
I've tried it since then.
Okay, but you didn't say that, babe. You said, you know how I know? I did when my back was messed up. So I'm like, well, that's
more about my body than me. I can't sleep on my back for a long time.
I didn't say it was
going to automatically work. I ain't going to try no more. Moving on. How are you feeling?
I didn't say it was going to automatically work. I was offering a suggestion.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Jesus.
How are you feeling?
Irritated and annoyed.
Good. Me? Yeah. Tell me about it.
I can't give you a compliment. Can't give you a suggestion.
But you should just try this.
No, I said, can you try one more time? Once you told me you had tried it since.
Yeah, I've tried it since.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Goodness gracious. I am annoyed because I need to get into bed early. I need to stop laying on the couch and waiting for you. I need to stop doing that.
You do.
I absolutely do.
Stop it.
But I also, it brings me so much joy to do it. The issue is the morning. I'm pissed off at how sleepy I still am in the morning. And I know it's because I have a terrible nighttime routine. So, listen, somebody asked, J. Scott M18 asked, Marcus, have you ever considered doing Pilates? Let me tell you, when Marcus came out of that garage the last time, talking about his knee.
Oh, yeah.
I said, enough is a goddamn enough. I'm signing you up for Pilates. I said, because this is not about to be my life, that every week you come out with a different ailment. He said, this has been my life. I just now started telling you.
Knees has been, hey, I can't remember the last time I didn't have knee pains.
I just saved a video. I'll send it to you of a guy talking about.
I've been having knee pains since I was a teenager.
He was like, you can get all of the strength and mobility and pain out of your knees. And that's what I think his whole, this black dude, I think his whole account is on that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, one of the first steps is walking backwards.
Yeah, I started doing that. I'll walk backwards on an incline on the treadmill.
But I'll send you the thing because I don't know what all else is. And he showed how good his knees are. He went down, you know, if somebody's leaning back and they're on their tiptoes.
Like, yeah, I do that too.
But no, he went all the way back. All the way till him laying on the ground, then came back up. He was like,
"See this nigga, probably 4'3" or something."
No, he's tall and slender and muscular like you. He probably played like soccer. That's what it was kind of given. But anyways, he was just talking about getting the blood flow back to your knees helps to regenerate.
No, even when I rejuvenate.
No, regenerate.
Regenerate. Mm-hmm. Even when I was running track, playing basketball, I've always had like some type of knee pains and stuff. But now, but that pain that I had last week, I was like, oh, that's different right there.
Yeah.
But no, I've been walking backwards on the treadmill on an incline, squatting low when I do it, because it's about that. I read something on that earlier this year or late last year. And doing the going down into the squat position with your toes, your heels elevated and your toes, like, so I, you know, like the little
that,
plate that I
did
got.
That once and that tore my knee up. I said, and won't be ever doing that again with the elevated heel.
Yeah.
I say, yeah.
It didn't bother me, but I've been doing this for a while. I don't feel it how it's helped either. But no, I'd be willing to do whatever, Pilates or whatever, especially after going to physical therapy.
I think you would love Pilates, actually. I think you would hate it at first and then you would be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, after doing the stuff that I was doing in physical therapy and then watching how they slowly progressed me to doing the stuff that I would normally be doing.
Yeah.
I was like, I get it.
Because I know you like a challenge, not too challenging, because like you said, you ain't afraid to quit. Everything in Pilates for you, for the most part in the beginning, will probably be just a little bit of a challenge. And then they'll be like, oh, well, let's just take up the...
Yeah, that's how it was in physiotherapy. That's what I liked about him. I don't like taking advice from a whole lot of trainers, because especially trainers that are like a lot shorter than me, because they don't know what they be talking about. Mm-hmm. Like doing squats, they'd be like, you know, you got to go all the way down. That's the worst thing you could do. Actually, for most people, depending on what you're working, as soon as you go all the way down in a squat, you completely disengage the muscles that most people are trying to work when you're doing a squat. Mm-hmm. You go into the sitting position and go back up. But these short guys, they want to get everything low. It's like, dude, I got 2 feet on you. It is a lot different for me to travel from this point to this point than you. Mm-hmm. Like a lot different. you're not going down as far as I am.
I wonder what your height will do with the transformers. Because that's what I want. I want you to, I call them transformers, the reformer machines. I've never seen anybody as tall as you inside of a Pilates class. And so I wonder how that will change how the workout feels for you or not, because it's a lot of bands. Mm-hmm. And it's also more so coordination. And then like whoever designed this machine found a way to, when I say isolate what they're trying to work on, so you don't get to use a lot of your, larger muscle groups to help in things that it's not supposed to.
Yeah, that was literally all of physical therapy. until we got so far into it. And then he had me doing football circuits. It looked like I was in there literally. The one dude, I told you, one dude, and he said, are you, because the Rams practice field is right across the street. He said, are you training? I said, for what? He said, for the Rams. Look at all this gray in my beard. I ain't training. What I look like? He said, it looks like you're training. He's like, I worked with them. He's doing all the same stuff. It man had me doing these holding in a plank, then doing bear crawls and dragging his weight across the thing all the way down and all the way back.
That's nice.
He had me doing a lot of stuff.
That sounds good.
And all of it was around balancing. Mm-hmm. So it was this one. It was
anyway, anyhow, what were we talking about so we can jump back to it? Pilates.
Working out Pilates.
I watched this one video of this bigger dude doing it, because the thing about Pilates in the reformer machines, there's exercises that require a certain amount of balance specifically with
That's what I was saying. That's what I was getting to. Go ahead.
It's balance specifically with your abs. Mm-hmm. And so they had people laying perpendicular on the machine. I don't know what they were about to do. They were probably about to do something with their legs. He put too much of his lower back on the thing, so most of his upper back was off. Him and the machine flipped over.
I did say it. I said a lot of it was around balancing. Like, everything was core engaging and balancing.
Yes. They'll do stuff. You'll be doing, like, bicep curls, and it'll be mainly your stomach working.
Yeah.
Like, you are getting some, but, like, if you don't keep your core together, you will fall right on up off of that machine. But, yeah, that would be good for you. Anyways, let's jump into Tank Sleep Pride. If y'all didn't already know, which y'all know, it is our segment where we talk about our sons. We have four of them. We don't always talk about all four, but you're going to get something about them. And since this is the Thanksgiving special, this is going up right around Thanksgiving, I'm going to try to keep it in that vein. So my Tank Sleep Pride story is our neighbors fixed us a dessert. And it's a sweet potato. I was about to say cream cheese. With a cheesecake
pie. Yeah.
Sweet potato cheesecake pie. Now, I don't know if you all know this about Lil Marcus. He is the antithesis of Kev. He goes hard. His favorite dessert of all time is sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Of all time. Like, year long. If there's a sweet potato pie somewhere near, he wants it. This boy, I ain't seen him all day. He been upstairs in his room. When he finally comes out of his room, well, at least when I see him, he still looks like he just woke up, even though he's been up. The neighbor had dropped off the pie. I put it on the counter. It's covered. I mean, you can see it. It's got a clear cover. Marcus walks down, and he said, is this sweet potato pie? I was like, it's sweet potato cheesecake pie. And he said, you know that one meme? Where he's like, right.
Yeah.
And I saw my baby short circuit so bad. Like, his brain was kind of like, what have y'all done to my special treat? And I was like, you might like it. You should try it. Any other time, he would have already cut half of the pie to eat. So
he eats sweet potato pie the way I eat sweet potato pie. Like, I eat it in quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, Angels. It's like, I don't get one of them little slithers. I'm taking a quarter of the pie with each serving.
Yes. And so I gave him and Amar a little bit of a bite, because Amar kept saying, can I have some of the sweet potato pumpkin pie? I was like, there's no sweet potato pumpkin pie here. And he was like, okay, well, whatever pie. So then when we left for the show, this first thing I called to make sure the boys had gotten to the house okay. And he said, hey, can I have some of that pie? Now, mind you, I'd already given him a piece, so I already knew, okay, it's about to be game over. So I'm pretty sure for Thanksgiving, I'm going to make him his own sweet potato pie that is just his. And when I think that is about to make the rest of his year, just the fact that I made him his own pie, I think he'll just be like, Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, because the angel would make you stop. I'm like, stop putting everything out for everybody to eat. Put one of them away. Have that. And I would. I would go, because angel would make like 3, 4, 5 of these things. I'm taking one. Ain't nobody going to know about this one. It might go in the bedroom, up in the cabinet somewhere.
You don't do that with me with the fried turkey. Everybody gets all of it.
And we got a whole lot left over.
But not the pieces that I want.
What the pieces you want?
I want...
You ain't never let that be known. I've let you know many times. Banana pudding, stop putting that big ass spoon out.
The big
spoon. I told everybody, y'all gonna have one spoonful, and I put the smallest damn spoon we got. Leave that damn banana pudding alone.
Oh, I can't wait to make some banana pudding. I was actually just talking about, and I'm let you
I literally got to be rude to the guest. Like, no.
We don't have that many guests this year. Well, how many we got? We've got 6 people coming over that I know of.
Who's the 6?
The Walcott Alexander family. Mm-hmm. Marquita, Tamara.
Okay.
Lips tight just together.
Making sure. Go ahead.
I'll see if there's... Oh, and I got to see... I'll ask Shania today. She might be a part of it. Yeah, see, calm down. Let that energy simmer. I might, out of a good gesture, you might not want it. I'll ask you later.
What? No. No.
I knew you were.
Absolutely not. Gesture my ass. Angel don't be giving a damn about my holidays.
Yes, I do. That's the reason why I just whispered. I did not. No. Take it back. Take it back.
You haven't in the past years.
Take it back.
I ain't taking it back till I see
it. That's a lie.
Last year, year before
no,
that.
No.
Well, I can't uninvite them. I can. No, give me the phone.
No, last year, you remember somebody asked, and I wouldn't give them a yes until I asked you. And you said, make sure that they da-da-da-da-da. And I said,
no,
okay.
I said no.
No, that's not what you said. I'll go back to the text.
Go back to the text.
Why?
I said no because da-da-da-da-da. Well, I make sure.
No.
Ruining my peace. Bad enough I had to deal with her family on Christmas.
Shut up.
Who was you about to say?
I don't know. I'm going to find the text.
Find it.
What's your Texas Pride story?
Oh, did you do it? The sweet tape pie. My Texas Pride story, y'all, these boys. Let me start off with Kai. I don't know if we told y'all, Kai got in trouble. He lost his tablet, meaning we took it away from him. But since then, the good part about that is Kai's a busybody. Okay, Kai will constantly, he's going to be doing something. Like, Kai is just busy all over the place. So if he ain't got his tablet, he ain't on his tablet talking to his friends, you know, Arya, Raya, some of his friends, whoever, playing games or whatever, he's going to be in somebody's face. So since we've taken this tablet from him and his brothers have been nonstop, including Marcus, have been nonstop, like they're playing with each other. They playing games, they talking, they wrestling. Us taking his tablet away, I feel like has done so. Amara hasn't been included in this, though. He's been off on his tablet.
Yeah. Did like, you take it for both of the twins?
No. Just a cat. But you know, Sai is not a tablet fiend the way Kai is.
Right.
Sai will actually, because I had to remind Sai, I said, you know, you can still watch your tablet. He was like, yeah. But he was just like, it ain't no big deal to him. So we got to find, if he do something, we got to find something different, different
for
punishment.
Sai, he'll yeah. be like, fine.
Yeah. But since then, it's like, since we taken Kai's tablet, that's hard to say.
I see.
Like I said, the amount of camaraderie has been between the three oldest has been crazy, but also it's been like, y'all are too damn loud.
They are.
Y'all are doing
that. They are loud.
The house has gotten so much louder, and I'm like, we have punished this boy to our detriment. Because the only reason this house is this loud is because they are all now dealing with each other physically in each other's space and in each other's face.
They are playing checkers now, though.
Yeah, they're playing checkers. They were call themselves playing chess. Well, I'm like, y'all understand the move. Y'all know the moves, but y'all don't understand the moves to think that far ahead enough in chess. So Angel got them playing checkers. And I'm like, a lot of people don't realize this is actually a very strategic game, too. Like, people don't think about checkers right. that way, but it is. It's very strategic. You got to think 3, 4, 5 moves ahead in different things, to, you know, to get the person to, you know, make themselves vulnerable enough to get jumped.
And I'm forcing them to play the version where you have to jump.
Oh, yeah, that's even better. If you on there, you ain't got no choice but to jump. So you got to avoid getting yourself in situations to keep from getting to having to jump somebody so you don't get jumped. Anyway, yeah, so it's done wonders for them just seeing how much they are interacting with each other. But it's to our detriment. It has been so loud in the house.
Very.
I've kicked them outside so many times. Y'all go out back. Take the dog, take Lala out back with Castle, and y'all go out there. But then they get bored because usually when they out back, they're on their tablets. So they've been out front playing basketball, riding bikes. And I'm like, oh, finally. And then that lasts a little bit, and the next thing you know, they're back in the house.
But it's so crazy because they don't get their tablets on the week anyway. So
no, they don't. But they're busy
the
during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're busy during the week doing, you know, school, homework, whatever Angel got them in. But this weekend, Lord Jesus, now, it was so loud.
Speaking of which, we were supposed to be, and let me see, did that email come through for the popcorn?
No, I've been thinking about the popcorn gate is coming back.
It was supposed to be this week.
What, Monday, today, or this past weekend?
No, this weekend coming up.
Yeah, we're gonna upset a person. So and this good. Time we making an effort.
Okay, it starts the 26th.
26th.
Okay. Oh, we then came up with, okay, so I'm going to be shooting with the boys all tomorrow because we then came up with a couple of sketches that they like that are going to be good.
For the popcorn thing?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, fam, put everybody on notice. Popcorn Gate is back. We're going to be selling this popcorn. So get your change together. Buy a bag if you can.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited. When I was going over, Cy was busting up laughing. He loved it because he gets to play a very goofy character in one. I want y'all to see it, so I don't want to tell y'all what it is. I can't wait to tell you. It's going to be good, though.
Just real quick, Amar. So we... I'm bringing them home from school, I think, on Friday. Yeah, Friday. And my days are so thrown off right now. Bringing them home from school, and Amar's asking. First, he wanted to go to the playground. I'm like, Amar, just got finished raining like 10 minutes ago. Playground is wet. And no, we going home. He's like, okay, so they just back there talking. So eventually he's like, how long will it take to get home? So I look, I said, from here, it's going to take like 20 minutes. He's like, wow. He said something about this is like, that's like as long as we're in school. And Cy said, no, it's not, Amar. You're in school for like 6 hours. Amar goes, 7. And he finds that the funniest thing.
Such a smart little boy.
And I'm like not even trying to give it attention. I'm just like, and I know probably one of the twins, because from where they sit, I know Amar has probably saw me like trying to hold back my laugh and my smile. So I'm like,
where did you get that from, you insane little boy? 7.
Oh. Anyhow, that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all you gotta have. Look at you. You're so cute. Well, yeah, why have you been dressing up for me or dressing up for you? Or a little bit of both? Tell the truth.
Both.
Tell the truth without being...
It's always me first, but...
Of course, it should always.
I know you enjoy it.
It's always should be you first.
But there was a couple of those times I wasn't expecting the reaction that I got. It's just a damn outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it could be the most... I could put effort into an outfit and not hear anything out of Angel. But let me throw on a random just... I'm going to throw on some jeans and this shirt or some sweatpants and this stuff. Look at you! I'm like, Angel.
Well, at least I say something. Listen, I have to say.
All right, my bad, y'all. My bad. I don't have a screwdriver, so I took the cover off. I
was like, he's like, we ain't about to end it. We done made them sit here with us.
That was my bad.
God dang it. I done lost the thing. Okay, I'm about to bring it up. You can give your opinion on saying? It. I was saying at least I compliment you because I have to literally say, how do I
know
look?
I'm bad at it. I be trying to remind myself because I notice it and I be thinking to myself, oh, she looks nice. And I be saying it now. I don't, not every time, but I have gotten a lot better.
You were a lot better at one point in time. I feel like you're slipping just a little bit, but that's okay. I know you love me. Would love to hear that you think I look cute, but I know you love me. And I know when I'm cute to you, but I like to hear it.
Go on with the topic.
Why you mad? You're like, don't say that. Don't you tell what you really feel is the truth. Okay, here it goes. Oh, well, there it was. Ooh. Where'd it go? It pulled me back out. Ah! Where is it? Oh, here it is. Here we go.
You really want to know if a girl love you, need to go out and cheat on her. Let's see. If you really want to know if a girl love you for real, go cheat on her and see how she react. If you really.
What you want to ask me? Because you always veer the question to something that I wasn't expecting. So who do you feel about someone speaking in that tone of voice? That ain't with the damn video. That's where Angel be taking me. I'm like, what?
Do I? You think I do that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not my intention.
I know. That's why I just flow with it.
So what do you feel?
She asked me some old deep shit versus what this idiot just said.
Tell me what you feel like he said.
First of all, I did see this because I commented. I said, you sound smart to somebody stupid. He's a idiot.
That is such like, a great way to put it.
No, yeah. There's people out there be like, yeah, stupid. Yeah, you got a point. And they are idiots. More of an idiot than he is. And this is somebody, because that's was that Paul Pierce?
Yeah.
I think this is somebody who, for one, is not in a normal situation.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning he makes has made an astronomical amount of money.
How does he make money? What does he do?
NBA.
Okay,
NBA
he's player. A basketball player.
Yeah, he played, his career was mostly in Boston. He played for the Boston Celtics for most of his career.
Okay.
So he's an athlete. So of course women are going to, you know, they're going to be a pick me. He's got pick me's at his leisure.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with a lot of guys like that, that is in that world, whether it's, you know, an artist or somebody famous or with a lot of money, they lose their concept of reality for everybody else. Mm-hmm. That might be their reality, but there's 99% of us is not the reality.
Okay.
He's somebody who's not looking for a partner, has never needed his partners were his basketball team. But as far as a life partner, somebody to help him move up, he doesn't have that concept in his mind.
Yeah.
It's the same with like with Lil Wayne. I don't know, something Lil Wayne said recently. It's just like, idiot, you've been rich since you were in your teens or early teenager.
Right.
You don't relate to the rest of us. Mm. That's why I hate him claiming this whole blood and this gang thing. You are not a blood. Yeah, so to speak stuff like that, this is the whole Kevin Samuels bullshit. Like, to speak like that and they say something, and I didn't watch that show. I don't know what show it's from. Hopefully somebody checked him on the type of bullshit. Because this is the problem. They get on these platforms and they say stupid shit and nobody checks them.
Well, because they need the whole soundbite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get the whole soundbite. I'm going to let you finish, and I'm going to ask you questions why, and then I'm going to tear you down and let you know how stupid you are.
I feel like his statement could have been true if he said, what he said was, you can find out how much a woman loves you if she really loves you by cheating on her.
Yeah.
He should have said, you can find out how much a woman really loves herself by how she responds to you cheating.
Yes.
While we know people who have stayed after infidelity, that's not nothing new. But I also don't think they stay out of love is not the thing that is the barometer, because most of the people who stay, or a lot of the people who leave, were madly in love with the person that cheated on them, like to infinity and beyond.
Right.
I think it has, that's not the real factor of what it is. There's so many other factors that I feel like that aren't love that cause a woman to stay, or a man if he's the one that's cheated on. Sometimes it's how much inconvenience they can handle in life.
Yeah.
At that time, it might be like, it's going to cause me such an inconvenience to restart my life.
Right. Yeah.
That I can't leave right now.
This is the thing, a lot of times when somebody cheats, it's not a test. It's something that's going on in the life. That's something that maybe take years. Ain't nobody be like, you know what? I'm gonna run over here and get with old girl, see if she really look like.
No.
It's usually like, oh man, I slipped up.
Man, I mean, like, you could say that about any type of abusive behavior. You want to know how much she love you, punch her in the face.
Yeah, that's like pimp mentality.
Yeah.
Beat her till she fall in love with you and needs you.
Yeah.
Then you can pimp her out.
Then it's just.
Then she'll trust you enough. Like,
because I'm like, there are women who stay in abusive relationships. It's typically not. It's not love that makes them stay.
What's love got to do with it?
They stay out of fear. Again, they stay out of like, it's mainly fear.
Yeah.
Also, that inconvenience is more of a driving force of people's decision making than anything else. Like the thought of all the things you have to untangle.
Yeah.
To get yourself back onto a healthy track is a huge burden that is put on people who are put into these unhealthy situations because of their insignificant other being a cheater, an abusive person, or what have you. So I don't know how love got it. It may be because that's the manipulative way to spin it.
Yeah.
I love you. Don't leave me. I thought you loved me. Don't all these. I can love you and be as far away from your ignorant ass as possible.
Yeah, I got family I love that I never wish to see again. I do. It's like, oh, it's my family. Yeah, I love that person. If I never see him again ever in my life, I'd be perfectly fine with that. And like, I can't see, but my eyes are watering now. I can't see who said it, but they said, it says a single man. Most of these dudes that get on these platforms speaking like this are usually single. And that's also, I've talked about it before. This is these bands with mics. That's like the popular thing to do.
Where you see single men at? Oh, is it up earlier? Yeah, says the man who is single. Yeah. Sorry. It was cut off on my.
Like I was watching, I can't remember which platform it was, but it was somebody, it was like four or five men sitting around talking, and they were talking about one of the guys, I guess, was like opposed to marriage. It was like, why would you want to get married and, you know, give up everything and have to, you know, not be able to have sex no more, and this and that, and you know, all this, you know, women and stuff. And one of the dudes, and this is like an older dude, which is absolutely pathetic. He's like, and this would be boasted and put out there. He's like, first of all, just because you married don't mean that you got to give all that up. Trust me, I'd have had five or six since I've been married. Why is that, like, just to make yourself look good around other men?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you on this platform bragging about? Because it seemed like your wife don't care enough about herself to leave your punk ass.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what it is. That's
like,
what
and
is.
That's, and that's what makes people think, oh, well, this is how men are. It's like, that's just the ones with microphones. It's like what I say about karaoke. Most people don't like karaoke. It's just the ones that do are loud.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones with the bullhorn out of a crowd of millions of people. You got a million and you got 350 with bullhorns, and that's the ones that everybody hear. What about everybody else?
I don't know what gets a man trapped in that mentality. of, and I'm not saying marriage is meant for everybody,
no,
but of wanting
not.
To have that status, but not the responsibility that comes with the way most American people view marriage. I get that in some cultures that having multiple concubines, side pieces, whatever, is actually a part of what marriage is supposed to look like.
Yeah, and they don't understand what those men are doing
right.
to support those families.
Correct. They are like, literally like you're still your main because you're having to support them fully. So my thing is like, okay, then just be out here. Be the Shannon Sharps of them all to be like, I'll probably never get married. I wouldn't even compare it to Cam Newton because I do feel like he is still setting up husband and wife like relationships or relationship, just not taking on the responsibility and onus of being a husband. He's like setting someone up to be like, you and me,
right?
You are faithful to me, but I'm still going to be out here. So yeah, I don't know. Why is there this childishness around relationships with men and not being able to stand on their own two feet of, I'm just going to be a playboy all my life, or I'm going to actually invest in marriage in the way that I know this woman sees it. I know I've been raised to see it.
Right.
And this is what I'm going to do. Because at the end of the day, eventually, if you are lucky enough, you're going to get old. And if your money ain't doing what it needs to be doing, ain't nobody gonna sit here and help you when you sick.
Yeah, and that's the
thing. Other than the nurse.
And it's such a optical illusion, because like I said, the people that speak like this are not the majority. However, the majority think that the majority are this because they're all watching these few.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, and people are like, well, that's this. I've seen when I talked about single fathers single parents and fathers not being involved, you know, people was like, well, no, that's just who you around. I'm like, y'all don't know who I'm around. The amount of people that I interact with is astronomical. Like, it's so many people I interact with that I'd rather not.
Yeah.
I deal with a lot of people, like, and people always name off the people who y'all see, who is not the majority of the people that I know.
Right.
Like, I seen Kev for the first time last night in what? What, just in passing, leaving here.
Yeah.
Like, y'all speak
like,
of.
Kick it.
Yeah, like, I don't see. The people that y'all associate me with online are not my tribe, are not the people that I'm around.
Often.
Yeah. Those are the people. When I'm usually around them, y'all see it. Imagine all the people I'm around when y'all don't see me.
Yeah, when the camera's on.
And these are the people. And this ain't just people, like even the Jack and Jill thing, being at that, being in Sacramento, being around all of them damn fathers of this organization that's pulled from all these different parts of the country, ain't nobody speaking like it. We was on the boat. I don't know how many people there was on that boat from different areas, but it's just like nobody is speaking like that.
Right.
You got these, like I said, these idiots that they done did well for themselves, I guess, you know, whether it be music or sports or whatever it may be, and they speaking like this, and or you got somebody that's got a podcast that's blown up from, you know, like, let's say Joe Budden. Let's say people on Joe Budden's podcast, people know them, they get on there and speak. That's not the majority of the way people be thinking.
Yeah.
Majority of what people be thinking, they paying bills, they going to work every single day, getting home, trying to support their family.
Right.
But no, he's an idiot. And poor Paul Pierce.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that happens when you get a lot of money young and the world doesn't tell no. You start to believe that consequences aren't really affiliated with your actions in any form or fashion in life. You might see some consequences around your work, but as far as in like relationships, you really don't see it because you are the breadwinner for your entire friendship circle. In your family, you are the breadwinner for your mother, your dad, your siblings. So people will just go along to get along, even if they think you're stupid as hell.
I'm glad you said, and I hit on it a little bit, but I'm glad you said that most of the people, of the men that you hear talking like this, got a lot of money at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
All these rap artists, they all got money extremely young. All these Paul Pierce. I was watching the what's the documentary? Starting Five on Netflix. I was looking at like somebody like Anthony Edwards. Yeah, Anthony Edwards. I'm a big fan of his. That boy can hoop. Everybody compares him to Jordan. I'm like, rightfully so. Even though Jordan is only Jordan, LeBron's only LeBron, Kobe's only Kobe. I don't like saying, oh, this is the person's that person. But Anthony Edwards is a monster on that court. And when I saw the amount of people that he has around him, whether it's his family or whoever it is, he was, you know, basically brought up. I think both his parents passed away at a young age. Mm-hmm. I think he was raised by his older sister. But like all the people that he supports, not to say that, you know, these people are like his sister or whoever ain't got jobs or whatever, but you could only imagine when you got this person in your family that you raised and you now making millions and millions of dollars. This is like, he's only 23, 24. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he got in the league. He's been in the league, what, 3-4 years or something like that? I'm like, people, that's not the normal. And he will be living, he will be making this much money for at least another 10 years.
And this is the thing. It's kind of like addiction. When you become an addict, it can retard you to the age that you became an addict. So if you became an addict like you started drinking at 16, you're going to have a hard time being more mature than a 16-year-old. And I think for some of these young men who are given, not all, but the ones that definitely don't have the type of support system that they need to be able to understand how to handle the responsibility gifted to them, they end up retarding back or staying back at the age that they became successful and don't really get the chance to like maturate in a place
that they suppresses don't say, their advancement, their maturation. Yeah.
So I think that's why we see it happen and said, because what's also crazy is that you don't hear as many white men saying this type of craziness.
And that's the thing. You don't see. What's crazy is I don't see. The reason I don't see it is because I don't look for it, I guess. Like, I don't see a lot of white men with podcasts that are artists or athletes.
You're right. I don't look for it either.
I don't look for it, so I don't even know if it's out there. But again, you don't be seeing that. But again, that's the. Through the system that was set up for us, let's support the lowest part, you know, whether it's rap, whether it's doing wrong, selling drugs. Let's make that the glamorize that.
And I think a lot of our wealth, unfortunately, is not generational yet. There are some that are generational, but for a lot of the wealthy people that we know, they are the first.
Yep.
Where with a lot of their white counterparts,
came from money.
Yeah, they came from, it's not as many like windfalls of money happening with them. Or the way they had to come into it worked a little bit differently. So there was a financial piece or financial literacy that wasn't really offered to a lot of these babies that we're referring to.
They didn't come into money by escaping something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a lot of these dudes is talking, a lot of the artists, the athletes, they were escaping something when they came into this money.
Right.
And that was their way to get out of it. Versus the wider counterparts is like, well, I mean, yeah, why wouldn't I have? If I didn't do this, I would have owned that.
Yeah. Well, anyways, guys, we would love to hear you all chime in the comments because let me tell you, these fools, as Marcus calls them, BANs, is acting crazy out here. Just as a reminder, I'm on the new season of Bel Air. Again, if you blink, you will miss me. Okay, you won't even hear me. All right, I am in quite a few episodes. It's not until you get to my last episode that my being around makes sense. Cause for the longest time, it's just like, is Angel an extra? What is she doing?
Lying ass Hefashine on this show.
So just make sure that you check that out. I think I'm in either four or five episodes. I can't remember.
You can see the back of Angel's head back there doing something.
Yes, it is. It is. I'm telling you, keep them eyes open. Look for me.
Rewind it so we can see Angel again in the back.
We seem to look real small in the way back of the crowd. Check out Mama Likes at shopmamalikes.com, babe.
Y'all can find Queen Shit and Man Shit. All you got to do is go to manshit.com. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Man Shit is my beard and body butter. Mostly just a beard butter, but beard and body butter. Queen Shit is a body butter. Somebody actually emailed me last week asking if they could use it on their scalp. There's nothing in there that says you can't.
Oh, my God.
Excuse you.
Excuse me.
Anyhow, you can go to manshit.com. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Check that out. And yeah, fam, I'm probably be hopping on with Patreon sometime.
You'll see us this week a lot.
Yeah, y'all gonna see us this week because we preparing Thanksgiving dinner. I'm frying turkeys and all that jazz. So y'all gonna see us.
All right, love you.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.